inside of me. I can flow like a stormy sea. I got a new rose, I got a gun. Gonna do that, I always would.
I guess you're not big Dan fans then.
No, no.
We're here with Def Leppard. You're listening to Jonesy's Jukebox. Viv, Phil and Joe.
It's Joe, nice to be
Joe,
home.
Phil and Viv. Phil, Joe like and Viv.
Viv, Joe, Phil.
Oops. My thingy fell off.
You pulled the knob off.
Just fell off.
No.
Oh, no.
It's here. I've got it. I'm kicking it back.
You're going to get on it.
Oh, it's no. gone. It looks like a rat running around the floor.
I've got it. I've got it. Watch this.
Is that going to ruin the sound of the whole show?
Yes.
I think so.
Have you watched Journey? In
Yes.
And how are they?
They're actually brilliant.
They're very good.
Yep. Now the second singer, he ain't doing it no more. Didn't he get throat? His throat was messed up?
Yeah.
So they got
some kind of candida or something he's got.
Oh, candida. Yeah.
He turned into Tony Orlando.
We can make it together. The sooner the good girl, the better. Where the air is fresh and clear.
God, are we sad or what?
No, did he sing Is This the Way to Emerald? Yeah. Is that him?
No.
Who sang that one?
Tony
that
Christie.
That was Tony Christie. Oh, sorry. I'm in a row to Amarillo. I've been sleeping on my pillow.
Tony Orlando and Dawn were knocked three times.
Oh, sorry.
That's right.
And tie a yellow ribbon.
They should have all done a tour together because they were all like similar, weren't
then
they?
We could have had them all shot. We could have had a detour sign put up and they could have taken that bus over the cliffs somewhere in Wyoming. Never to be heard of again.
Electrocuted.
The whole damn bus would be cheering.
Yeah, so the whole damn bus is screaming. I can't believe it's true. We've killed the entire vaudeville section in 1 minute. Brilliant.
And the road crew.
Yeah.
What was we talking about?
you have another senior moment here, Steve.
Candida.
You were talking about Jeff Scott Soto.
I think we're talking about amnesia.
So who they got singing all now, Jeremy?
Jeff Scott Soto, his name is. And he first came to prominence in 1984 as a part-time singer with Yngwie Malmsteen, of all people.
I can do an Yngwie.
That's great.
That's note for note. That's note for note.
Because I think there was you missed.
Yeah, you missed that.
This
hold on a minute. You
Oh, no, that's not it.
It's
no,
not
this you missed that.
Oh, no. Oh, let me put some drums in with that.
Ready? Go. So.
That's
a bit free.
Look at that.
And that's the end of the workshop for today. Tune in next week where we'll be bringing in the mandolins.
That's probably the most awful thing I've ever
The lutes.
Yeah, no, Jeff's great. He's very, very good. He's one of those guys that could sing a phone book. You know, he's just got a great voice. He's a lovely
really
guy.
Really powerful. Yeah. Really powerful.
And he works. You know, I think he's actually the best singer they've ever had, to be quite honest. Yeah.
I thought Perry had a good voice, though.
No, he did. He was fantastic.
Amazing, yeah.
He was a huge fan of Sam Cooke as well.
You can tell. Oh, he's got the licks.
He's absolutely got all those licks down.
You got to check him out, though. And the drummer, Dean, sings. He does all the ballads, and he sounds exactly like Steve Perry.
Hey, they're playing tonight, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they're playing the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
Hey, we're playing there
tonight. You guys are there, too.
Hey, man.
What a coincidence.
Rock and roll.
Wow. Jeez.
Oh, man.
It's great,
you kill me, you know that?
Do you guys know any Journey songs by any chance?
Yeah.
What's some of the favourites when you're watching them?
Chain Reaction's my favourite because it rocks the most.
What about We Built This City? Oh, that was
We Built This City by the Bay? That one?
No, that was that's got to be the worst song ever recorded, isn't it? We Built a City.
Yeah,
by Jefferson Starship.
Oh, no, it was just Airplane, Starship, I think.
Starship,
the Rusty Sheriff's Badge.
You can't help but sing along to it.
Yes, the Rusty's.
Oh, no.
Well, you speak for yourself, Marvin.
Yeah, what's that one? What's that one? No. City by the Bay one?
Yeah, well, kind of. That's what they do at the end.
That was actually Jimi Hendrix. But
going down in the city.
Come on, let's have a bit.
I don't know the Jimi
Hendrix. You know it. You watch him every night. I know you do. Come on.
No, I can't play like Neil.
That was a good lick, that.
Yeah, it was Jimi Hendrix.
And the wind cries, Journey, all over the box carts. Is it box carts? What is it?
No, they're not. They're saying else.
Bumper cars. What's he on about?
Have you been forgetting to take your medicine, Steve?
I think so. The memory pills ain't working.
Yeah, that's great.
All sound out.
Stick with it.
Oh, what a laugh.
There was a time we took too many drugs. Now we don't take enough.
No.
Fantastic.
No.
Let's do a song.
Yes, good idea.
Let's do a T-Rex song. Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Joe.
Let's learn it right now.
I think it goes something like this.
Three, four. I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was 12. I was dancing when I was out. I was dancing when I was out. I danced myself out of the womb. I danced myself out of the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? Myself out of the womb. Is it wrong to understand the fear that dwells inside a man? What's it like to be alone? I liken it to a balloon. I dance myself out of the womb. I dance myself out of the womb. Is it strange to dance so soon? I dance myself into the tune. But then again, once more,
you're listening to Jonesy's Jukebox. That was Silverhead from an album 16 and Savaged. And that song was called More Than Your Mouth Can Hold. And before that was Motley Hoople from an album Mad Shadows. And that song was called Walking With a Mountain. You know a little story about that, don't you, Joe?
What, Walking With a Mountain?
The solo.
Oh, the solo. Yeah, no, the solo.
Mick Ralph.
Yeah,
Mick
if you actually listen to that solo, it's not very good. But there's a good reason for it. Mick Ralphs, the guitar player, was being kicked around the control room by Guy Stevens, the producer, to try and get a bit of a vibe going.
Yeah.
He was laying on the floor, spinning around in circles, trying to avoid getting a kick in.
Yeah.
Which is better than Gary Oldman did when he was in the Heavy Metal Kids, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why you hear that kind of bendy, whiny sound.
Right.
Because he had no options but to keep doing that, otherwise he'd get his head kicked in.
But what's bizarre is that guy, Ariel Bender,
yes,
went on to play like that.
Yeah.
What was his real name?
Luther Grosvenor.
That's right.
He used to be in Spooky Tooth.
That's right.
And he was in, I found out, he was in Steeler's Wheel.
Was he?
He played on Stuck in the Middle.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He did. He did. He's in the video.
Well, I don't know when I come here tonight. I got a feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared I'm getting all of the chair. And I'm on the money. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
That's the one. He was in that
song.
And he plays all the slide guitar on that.
Oh, I had no idea.
That's
amazing.
That's Ariel Bender. And why is he called Ariel Bender?
More to the point, why do you know all this?
Because science.
Oh, he swore.
Sorry, this stuff.
God. The first word he says, we've been here 2 hours, he opens his mouth and swears.
Yeah, I know.
Where's the swear jar?
Where do you think you are? I'm Bill Grundy.
You rot.
You
filthy rot.
Rot.
He's called Ariel Bender because he was contractually obligated to change his name because he couldn't play under the name of Luther Grosvenor because he was signed to some other label. But the reason they chose Ariel Bender is because when Mick Rouse was drunk, he used to travel, he used to trample over cars on his bend all the aerials.
Bend off the aerials.
So they called him Ariel Bender.
It's actually a really good rock and roll name.
That's brilliant.
Yes. Ariel Bender.
Show him about the guitar playing.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't the best. He was all right in Spooky Joe's.
I'm sure he could. I think he was probably told to play bad.
I think it wouldn't surprise me.
No,
they
opened for the Dolls. Mm. Opened for him once, and I heard one of them stories that was watching Funders and telling him to act like him.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt.
Like Johnny Funders. You know?
They were definitely one of the first bands to actually go for the visual thing and sod the plane, they won't remember that, but what we look like, they will.
They were great. They were classic.
You know, on our version of Golden Age of Rock and Roll, Ian does the the intro bit, the talking bit.
Hello.
The master of ceremony.
Ladies and
gentlemen, the Golden Age of rock and roll.
It's
Dan Loggins on their version. It's Ian Hunter on ours.
Wow.
Little moving along a generation there.
Did you like Ian Hunter?
Oh God, yeah, big time. Huge fan. Massive fan.
Is there anyone you've ever met where you've been kind of like nervous to meet?
Ian, when I first met him about 20 odd years ago, 26 years ago.
I get all tingly when I'm around you, Steve.
You do?
That might be just...
Prove it.
Because I've seen you in soccer shorts, maybe what it is.
Yeah?
You know.
Take your pants down.
They're already done.
It's more... No, it's...
Put them back on. Why do we have to come in naked every time we do this show?
Steve,
what is
it's more than your mouth can handle.
I'm sure none of the other artists do that. There we go.
Hold on. Have some of that.
There you go.
Thanks for that.
And it sounds better with no clothes.
And the wind cried Mary. Are we going to play a song or not?
Let's do that then, huh?
What?
Ziggy Stardust. Oh,
hold it.
Oh, sorry, bongo time. We need Woody Woodman to sing.
Espresso bongo, right here.
You ready?
Yep.
Well, she's a tongue-twisting star. She can go to the show tonight, praying on the light machine. She was my money, not my honey. She's a funky dark collector laying on electric dreams. Well, come on, come on. Hey! tangles on Vaseline. Wow. We did that in the Cybernauts 6 years or 7 years ago.
That's why I didn't remember all the colours.
The Cybernauts?
Wow. Yeah, we
were. Oh, that's right, yeah.
The thing with Woody and Trevor.
Yes.
The spiders.
Are we visiting the Duke? We're here with Def Leppard.
Visit the.
Viv, Phil, and Joe. Joe, Phil, and Viv.
The Duke. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Jonesy's Jukebox with Def Leppard, and two of them are going to the lav. One of them is just kind of...
I have a better bladder than those two.
Yes.
I have a big bladder. You could cut my bladder out and use it as a football. This is what they used to do with footballs. They were made out of pig's bladders, as you well know.
That's right.
Back in the day. Can you imagine trying to kick one of them from a corner?
Yeah, with them boots that you used to wear, big round toes.
Did you use a head case balls and get the big mark on your head if you hit the laces?
No.
When you were a kid?
No. Oh, yeah.
When they were wet in February.
Oh, man. It was, below zero. Let's play a bit of Raoul Donna.
I want to hear this guy because apparently Robert Plant says he's worth listening to.
He's the man, and he is, this bloke. Let's play this song. This song is called Half Heaven, Half Heartache. Take it away.
My arms reach out for you.
Bloody gig and do what we want.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. What are we doing?
We're going to give a pair of tickets away.
A pair of tickets away to go and see Def Leppard tonight at the Hollywood Bowl, you mean?
Yes.
Really?
Correct, that's right, Steve. And hey, we're playing San Bernardino tomorrow too, if you'd like to come.
What's happening now at San Bernardino?
We've got another Def Leppard concert.
Oh, really? Def Leppard's playing there tomorrow night?
Rock and roll, man.
That's fantastic.
Woo. Hey, let's celebrate. Let's play a song.
Hey, that's a great idea, Joe.
Hey.
One second. Who opens up for you? Who's opening for who tonight?
Journey will be opening for Def Leppard.
Really?
Actually, they do every night. Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
It's good stuff.
And Jonathan Cain, who plays keyboards for Journey,
was in the Babies,
but not that particular version of that song. But there you go.
That was
I'm anally retentive, aren't I?
You're just a fan, Joe.
You're just
a fan.
I was a walking encyclopedia of anything before 1980.
Yes. What did you think of Raoul Donna, by the way?
I thought it was actually very cool, yeah. A bit of Gene, a bit of Elvis.
Yeah.
Gene Pitney, that is, not Gene Simmons.
Right.
Or Gene Harlow.
Or Gene October.
Yeah, oh yes. What was that? Chelsea.
Down the Lavs.
Everyone's a winner.
Oh, Two Bob.
Everyone's a golden wonder.
Two Bob.
Yeah.
Two Bob.
He was thinking about crisps. That's definitely not right.
You know, he used to hang out in the Lavs down at Piccadilly Circus.
He was a brokeback mountaineer, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Fully pledged. Fully pledged.
He was a paid-up member. laugh, I nearly bought a round.
Oh.
Shall we do a song?
Yes.
Hey.
No one needs to know the songs I played.
Nah.
Except the Def Leppard one.
Yeah.
Your version of Waterloo Sunset.
We actually wrote that.
On your
and then the Kinks.
I stole it off.
Yeah, I stole it off. We were only three at the time.
Right,
but you know there was no copyright back then.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it. but your new album out.
Yeah,
but
it's
not
called Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not supporting it. You're just doing the normal.
We'll be doing some stuff off that as well.
Some of it. Tonight at the Hollywood Bowl, do you want to give a couple of pairs of tickets away?
Yeah, give a couple of tickets away. How do you want to do it?
If they can guess what song we're playing.
Oh, yeah, if you can guess what song we're playing.
And
then phone in.
877-900-1031 if you want to go and see Def Leppard tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. It's a hot ticket. That's what I heard.
It is. He nicked it.
Yeah. It's on fire, actually.
So, you want to start it?
I'll start it, shall I? I'll pretend to be that man who
better
starts
be rapid,
it.
Though.
You have to guess the name of the song and who originally recorded this.
First one in, right.
Thank you.
your perfume smells sweeter, baby. Just when I saw you down on the floor,
Vivian.
But with a face like that, you got nothing to laugh about. Red lips, hair, fingernails. I hear y'all mean all jazzed about. Let's go upstairs and read a mind tarot card.
Come on, honey.
Stay with me. Stay with me. For tonight, you're gonna stay. So in the morning, please don't say you love me, 'cause I only kick you out of the door. Yeah, I pay your cafe home. You can even use my best cologne. But don't be there in the morning when I wake up. Stay with me. Stay with me. For tonight you're gonna stay with me. Get out, get out, get out.
We haven't any callers yet.
Yeah, there's loads. There's no one to answer the phone, though. Hang in there, listeners. Hang in there. We're coming.
Oh, it's flashing. It's flashing. Ooh, ooh. Look at that. All the nice green flashy
ooh,
lights.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Marvellous.
Thanks for coming by, lads.
Pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
That was a great...
Lovely.
That was great.
I'm going to leave you that other disc with the Search and Destroy and American Girl and all that, so you can have that. And Chabrias.
Lovely, lovely.
And don't forget the 5 different versions of Backstage Interview.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't wait to meet my greet. Greet my meat.
Yes. You can greet your meat on your own when we've left. Thank you very much.
I'll be back Monday at 12 bells. I guess the best of on Saturday we'll have. Will we broadcast an hour of this tonight as well? From 6 to 7. Have a good weekend. I'll see you all Monday morning. Bye bye.